Hi, my name is Romeo Caparazzo. I'm a tax agent in Adelaide, helping small businesses basically not just with their tax returns but improving their businesses. And you can find out more about me on my website at taxaccountingadelaide.com. But today I've got something very important and special for my clients and other people who want to learn about this area, and that is to how to prepare and add value to your business so that you can sell your business one day for big profits. Okay, so if you're starting or growing your business, the information I've got here today for you could lead you to selling your business for many more millions, hopefully, than you expected to. So wherever you are, probably sit down and have a quick listen, get a piece of paper out, or you know, your journal out, and write down some notes. You're going to learn some important strategies here today on ways of improving the value of your business. The first thing I want to teach you about is how, without going into specifics, how generally businesses are valued. And the important things you need to know is that they basically have a valuation method, which is basically your profit of your business, which obviously is a key indicator of the value of your business, and you times that by a multiplier, which is dependent upon the quality of your business basically. So I'll go through what factors affect this multiplier, and that's the key to what I'm going to tell you about today. Improving the multiplier is all about improving your value of your business. But let's give you a quick example. If say you're making $1 million, good luck to you if you are, that's a great amount of money, or 100,000, let's say, then say that you've got a quality business with a multiplier of 6, then that means the valuation of your business will be $600. So importantly, there are two ways of increasing your business value. One is to increase your profit. So say you increase that example I said before, your profit to 200,000 instead of the 100,000, and your multiplier is 6, you will actually improve the value of your business by double, which will now be 1.2 million. Or you can actually improve the multiplier itself. So if you, for instance, doubled that, then you'd actually increase the value of your business as well. Now, importantly, I think it's a lot easier to increase the value of the multiplier, which is the quality of your assets and business factors, which I'm going to go through in a moment, than to increase your profit. I also want to quickly mention that a lot of people have business plans, but the main focus of their business plan is to improve their profits, which is great, but you also want to attribute some time and energy and invest in your business time so that you're actually improving the multiplier of value of your business, so that the quality of your business is improving, so it's a lot more valuable when you go to sell it one day. Okay, so let's just recap quickly. The valuation of a business is your profits times by a multiplier effect. So I'm just going to go through some of the factors which I believe are the easiest way to improve the value of your business through the multiplier effect. These are some of the quality things of your business which will actually drive the value of your business up. Okay, so the first, which I want to just reiterate, which I mentioned earlier, is to actually improve your profits. The second is to actually focus on the quality of the people you have in your business. If you actually have good people, a lot of people aren't promoting this when they go to sell their business, that they've actually got a lot of experience and knowledge in their people. What people can do for the business is they can actually automate your business so that the entrepreneur doesn't have to come in every day, or things can work without them. But to highlight the quality of your people, you need things such as their curriculum vitae's, procedural manuals saying what they do, the qualities of the people, and the position description that they are fulfilling, and importantly, why they're integral to the running of your business. And hopefully you can actually show that they are superior to staff in other businesses. Another key driver of the business value is systems of the business. obviously a business which is very automated and is running without a lot of involvement from people or the entrepreneur are obviously more valued than one which needs a lot of time, the entrepreneur being fully involved in every decision. What makes this the automated systems and processes of a business valuable is when someone sees that they are superior to theirs and would like to buy your business to inherit the strength of your automated and procedural operating systems. Some of the simple ways you can improve your automation and procedures are to have things like procedural manuals, operation systems, operation manuals, and having training with all your staff and making sure that your staff is backed up by other people and not important to the organization, in that they can be quickly or easily backed up or replaced if necessary, short or long term absences of theirs. Another key value-adding feature of a good business is to have lines of products in more than one industry. So, for instance, if very similar products are actually held, that's actually still within one industry, but you maybe want to span out to a different industry completely, such as an accountant having, you know, accounting services and also financial planning services. So this may not be easy for some businesses to do, but you can actually involve yourself with joint venture or partnerships with other firms or people to give you that added benefit and value to your business. Importantly, another key value of a good business is to have a great distribution channel. Again, I'd recommend that you'd have more than one strong distribution channel. Sometimes businesses are solely relying on their retail outlet, but you could also venture into new things such as online distribution channels. Getting an army of people to work for you through maybe a Salesforce team or affiliate relationships with people online who can actually help to sell your business through things like commissions will make your distribution channel huge and also very successful and add so much value to your business. Another wonderful way to add to your distribution channel is to focus on business networking and develop strong referral networking partners which actually work in generating you a lot of business. Another key value-adding aspect of a business is to develop a brand and position of your product or service. This is probably best done through communicating with existing clients and potential clients. Take the example of Coca-Cola. Everybody knows what Coca-Cola is and who it is, and obviously competition can never really compete with the brand name of Coca-Cola, and that obviously adds a lot of value to its business. It's also important to add to the scalability of your product. A business which has a product which can be distributed not only locally but nationally or internationally obviously will improve the value of its business. So if you can factor that in mind and make sure your product can span over national and international borders, it can add a lot of value to your business as well. And the last one I want to mention is to have a strong asset mix. So the quality of, for instance, tools and equipment or operating equipment that your business uses is quite important. Things such as a client database can be a very important factor in how much further value the business can generate. Obviously, a huge database can generate sales through online or retail or direct marketing campaigns. So that's of added value to a business. So there's some quick factors which can quickly improve the value of your business. It's important that you keep these in mind for current improvement of profit. You'll find that if you do work on these factors, they'll actually improve your profit. But also, if you're thinking about and improving these factors at the start of your business, you'll actually be able to develop the multiplier effect, which I've said has a big impact on the value of your business throughout the entire life of your business, so that you're not just coming up towards the end and trying to ramp up the value of the business right at the end. If you concentrate on working through these through the entire life cycle of your business, you'll actually have great value in your business being built all the time. So make sure you're thinking forward about the value of your business at the start, and not just always looking back, particularly just looking back at profits. My philosophy is that, you know, your business isn't just for making current profits or to employ staff and give families, you know, income. It's also about you building the value of the business. Just like, you know, your house that you may be living is accruing capital gains, the same thing should be happening in what you're ultimately trying to achieve with your business. You should be maximizing current profits, but also working hard to increase the capital value of your business, so that one day you can comfortably retire from it or make great profits from it even earlier than that. Thank you for listening to my conversation about how to quickly add some value to your business, and why it's so important to add value to your business so that one day you can sell it for a higher price. My name again was Romeo Caparasso. Hope you've enjoyed that. I welcome any feedback from you. If you want to get in contact with me on my website at taxaccountingadelaide.com, or if you're after any kind of accounting or business coaching needs, feel free to contact us, and we do welcome you to have an introductory meeting with us, so that you can get to know me before you take the plunge in and have a long-term relationship with someone like me as your business advisor. Thank you.